Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves is urging frontline workers to get vaccinated for COVID-19. The Prime Minister said vaccines are available for people to take the jab quite easily.
We are on a path, and that's the important thing. And we all have to pull together. And I have to ask you again this morning, please take the vaccine. We're not going to get back to normalcy, and things are going to be much harder if we don't take the vaccine. And if you're on the front line, if you're a nurse, if you're a police officer, if you're at the cruise ship pier, if you're customs or immigration, you're working at the airport, all these are frontline jobs. Take the vaccine. If you're working in a hotel, serving drinks, serving food, you're interfacing with the tourists, you're a taxi man, all these things, take your vaccine. The safest and best way for immunity is if 75% of us over 18 years of age take the vaccine. And nobody can complain that we don't have vaccines. We have the vaccines here, and you can get it easily.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. Regionally, Minister of Health and Wellness in Jamaica, Dr. Christopher Tufton, says the vaccination blitz starting on Saturday, July 31st, will be open to all members of the Jamaican population 18 years and older. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the Dominican Republic since the outbreak now stands at 341,179. Internationally, Sydney's lockdown has been extended by another month as COVID cases continue to rise. Australia's largest city has been under stay-at-home orders since late June due to an outbreak of the Delta variant. Meanwhile, Japan is extending a state of emergency in Tokyo and expanding it to new regions as the Olympic Games host faces a surge in COVID-19 cases. The restrictions are being imposed in areas surrounding the capital as well as in the city of Osaka. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.